Good morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Part of becoming a high gravity speaker is having the kind of impact you can only get with a certain type of energy. Now, this is part of the reason we've been talking about Memento Mori, Remember Your Death. And I told you I had a Memento Mori calendar, and I like it. I'm still using it, but it didn't have quite the impact I wanted. I'll tell you something that does have dramatic impact for me. Just the words, I don't have time for this. If you want to take time more seriously, whether you're thinking directly of your death or not, but of course, if you're remembering you only have a certain amount of time on this planet, that can really add some serious impact to the words, I don't have time for this. Now, of course, you can tell other people this when you feel you're wasting their time, but the important thing is for you to say it to yourself. And at first, you might want to say it out loud, I don't have time for this. Sometimes you need to say this to walk away from a situation that's not really going anywhere, that's not serving you, it's not helping you get where you want. It's not really serving. Sometimes you have people that will talk to you about something that is meaningless to you. And if it's meaningless to you, it's wasting your time and theirs. They've decided to waste their time by talking to someone who doesn't care at all what they're telling them about. You don't have to decide to waste your time with them. Now, this is my technique. I don't have time for this. And when I say I don't have time for this, there's a certain energy. You might see the change it's creating in me right now. When I think about this, there's a certain, I need to speed this up. I need to get away from this and get to something that does matter. Fortunately for both of us, this podcast does matter to me. It means a great deal to me. I do have time for this podcast. I don't have time for putting it off. I don't have time to waste doing lots of insignificant things that I sometimes find myself falling into. And when I can, when I recognize it, I say to myself, I don't have time for this. And that phrase puts a certain kind of edge, a certain kind of energy into me. And usually I can move right along and get to something that's more effective, that does serve my goals, that does serve my life, that helps me, helps my family, makes things better for us. To recognize there's limitations on time gives a certain gravity to everything. If you were to listen to a speech and you knew for certain the guy had terminal cancer or whatever else it was, you knew for certain this was going to be the last speech he ever gave, it automatically has more gravity. Because there's not going to be much more of this. Whatever this person's got to say, you better hear it right now, because this is it. That's part of the core of being high gravity, is having a certain kind of presence. Some of that is insubstantial in the sense that you can't touch it or feel it. Clearly, it's not a nice set of clothes. And of course, a nice set of clothes can add a certain amount of gravity, but it's not the same as someone who has that energy. And if you recognize there's only so much time, if you recognize you can only do so much on the planet, and you keep that in mind as you're going about your activities, that's not only going to add gravity to any speaking that you do, it's going to add gravity to every action you take in your life. Remembering your death is part of the core of becoming a higher gravity person and a higher gravity speaker. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.